Looking for an herb book with healing secrets that will empower you? You will want the Power Herbs book, filled with chapters on how to purge more toxins, best way to boost your immune system, how to make basic herbal tinctures, plus there's a symptom herb reference guide. Written by herbalist Wendy Wilson, the Power Herbs book offers hundreds of pages of essential information you won't want to be without, all for just $14.99. Available only in e-book formats for iPad, Kindle, and PDF. To order your copy today, visit thepowerherbs.com and download your Power Herbs e-book for just $14.99. Don't wait another minute to be empowered with natural solutions for everyday problems. Order the Power Herbs ebook now at thepowerherbs.com.
The ancient Greeks thought thyme herb provided strength. Indeed, the chemical compounds of thyme contain antioxidants, an effective germicide that kills whooping cough bacteria and makes breathing easier. Just imagine what you can do with thyme herb when it comes to respiratory ailments like croup, pneumonia, asthma, and sinusitis. The extra benefit of thyme herb is that it soothes the nerves and stops spasmodic coughing, so you can get some rest. Who says you don't have time to take care of yourself? Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free for thyme tincture and tea to soothe your cough and get some rest. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International 704-875-8010 or online at thepowerherbs.com.
Millions of Americans are using prescribed medicines daily and putting up with the risk of side effects. If you feel trapped on lifelong drugs and want off of them, there is a way. Pharmaceutical products create a weakness and dependency. Eventually, weakness leads to failure. The solution is sources that are strengtheners, which lead to restoration. Contact Apothecary Herbs for their free product catalog and discover what professional strength herbal formulas can do for your heart, kidneys, pancreas, digestion, prostate, brain, and more. Call now 866-229-3663 or visit online thepowerherbs.com. Call now to order and empower yourself. 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
1, 2, 3.
Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. We're here to empower you. That's what we'd like to do here on Herb Talk. And thanks for joining us on the American Voice Radio Network. Magical engineer Frank and I have a great show. We're going to talk about some of the patients that are unaware of the billions that are spent unnecessarily on treatments. So you may be one of them that has gotten recommended unnecessary treatments, tests, prescriptions, and so forth. So we're going to talk about that. We're also going to fit in our heart topic we didn't get in the last couple of times. And we'll see how the hour rolls, and we have our quack report. But before we get on all that great stuff, big salute and Semper Fi, our righteous men and women in uniform. And I'm hitting the knees and seeking the Lord's face. Hope you are too. And the devotional today is from Romans 8. And we're over here, and we're in verse 28. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. Verse 31, and what shall we then say to these things? For if God be for us, who can be against us? He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for all of us, who shall he not with him also freely give him all things? So, you know, seek the Lord's face, because that is the way, and mind the time, it grows short. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Okay, thanks, Frank. Well, according to some research here, a study from Americans and Turkish patients, they did a study with Americans and the Turks. They said these patients had liver cirrhosis, and they said when they put them on the Mediterranean diet, they did much better. So eating fruits and vegetables, organic meats, non-GMO grains, moderate amounts of things like chocolate, coffee, tea, reduce the chances of other complications with regarding to liver health. So cirrhosis of the liver claims more than a million lives each year. While it is a serious condition and can cause death, it's easy to prevent. So the amount of alcohol consumption, the type of alcohol that you're drinking, the levels of viruses like hepatitis, these things can all give you liver cirrhosis, and they differ from country to country. But there's this link between also gut microbia, so the floras in your digestive system can also be a factor with the progression of cirrhosis. So, you know, and by the way, if you're drinking a lot of alcohol, it does impact your gut flora, so be aware of that. So, and, you know, milk thistle is a great herb to look into with the silymarin antioxidant that helps the liver regenerate and heal, so check that out. Moving along in the quack report, let's say mobile devices are on the track to destroy eyesight, according to scientists and expert physicians. They say kids can damage their eyes by using electronic devices. They say that using cell phones, tablets, TVs, all this blue screen, they say can damage the eyes. They say the blue light that's emitted from the screen of these devices happens to be precisely in the range that can cause most of the damage, around 430 to 440 nanometers. So they say that it's a short wavelength, but it is high energy, and it means it penetrates right through the lens of the eye and the cornea, and it reaches the retina in the back of the eye. So it can cause macular degeneration and blindness, and they say they're warning millennials who tend to spend lots of times working on these screens all day long could be risking their eyes and go blind before they reach the age of 50. Then one expert said that it was just as damaging as if you were trying to look at the sun. So, oh boy. All right, last but not least in the quack report, experts are warning that the amount of drugs that are flushed down the toilet into rivers and lakes is going to increase by the year 2050. This is a study European Geoscience Union and General Assembly conducted. They said that we're consuming a whole bunch of chemicals in our medicines, and lots of concentrations get into the freshwater lakes and rivers. And it's going to increase, they say, 65% by the year 2050. So they say we were told years ago the proper way to dispose of your unused meds was to flush them, but you're not supposed to do that. But many people are still continuing to do so. And so it was in the New Republic report, confirming a lot of chemical drugs are winding up in the ecosystems and damaging wildlife as well as not helping us out any, you know. So mind the time on that. And, you know, go natural. Then you don't have to flush anything. That wraps the quack report.
That's all, folks.
All right. Thanks, Frank. Okay, so we're going to be talking about patients unaware. Billions are spent unnecessarily on medical treatment. Well, consumers, you know, they don't like to spend money they don't need to. I know I don't. And they get upset when they're defrauded when buying, let's say, vacation packages, automobiles, or other necessities. However, patients are routinely defrauded by the medical system and health insurance, and they are suffering for it. So this fraud has been going on for decades, and when I worked for hospitals and medical practices, I actually saw a lot of business behavior that was not commendable. So patients want to, you know, depend on their medical team of professionals, and in some instances, patients are disappointed. So you can check out, when you check out of your hotel, you look over your bill. You want to do the same thing when you check over your medical statements for any kind of fraud. Now, sometimes it is an honest mistake, and sometimes it's not. So let's take a look at what you can expect. All right, this is a study that was done in 2011, Mount Sinai Hospital School of Medicine. They researched all this unnecessary medical treatment stuff, and they found the following findings, and it was published in the Archives of Internal Medicine. They said $6.7 billion was spent in 1 year on unnecessary tests and medications in primary care, and 86% of that cost was for brand-name statin drugs for cholesterol. They said the three primary care areas that were the worst offenders were pediatrics, internal medicine, and family medicine. So they said millions were also spent on unnecessary blood work, scans to the tune of $32 million, and antibiotics. They said women were very vulnerable to getting unnecessary bone density scans to the tune of $527 million. Unnecessary CT scans, MRIs, and other X-rays regarding back injuries reached $175 million. And overprescribed antibiotics for just sore throats in children, $116 million. Other needless treatments were echocardiograms, urine tests, pap smears, and pediatric cough medicine prescriptions. Their analysis was also cross-checked with the National Ambulatory Medical Care Survey and also the National Hospital Ambulatory Medical Care Survey. Here is a quote from Dr. Menial Kale. He's an internal medicine physician at Mount Sinai School of Medicine, who says, "Our analysis shows astronomical cost associated with prescribing of brand name statin medications when effective generic alternatives were available," end of quote. So patients need to remember that many physicians, not all, but many, that prescribe the name brand drugs also get a little kickback. They get paid by the pharmaceutical drug makers for prescribing them. So there's a financial incentive to make patients spend more money on the brand name medicines. Now, Dr. Kale also goes on to say, "We found considerable variability in the frequency of inappropriate care, and that even activities with small individual costs can contribute substantially to overall healthcare costs. In light of healthcare reform, we need to look at overuse contributing to the healthcare spending," end of quote. Well, you know, it's just interesting what people think is contributing to all this. And Frank, do you have any idea, you know, what do you think is behind all this unnecessary, you know, treatment? I know somebody out there probably thinking, I know what it is. Oh, money. Yes, Frank, you nailed it. Money. Yes, that's what it's about. So let's look at this reform. You know, Obamacare is supposed to bring us all this healthcare reform. You know, U.S. government attempting to take over healthcare and make it more affordable has not been that successful. Actually, it has been the opposite effect, because more people than ever before are without healthcare insurance or have insurance that is the equivalent of catastrophic care, offering less coverage and increasing out-of-pocket costs for patients. So it makes sense that if the government sets limits to the hospitals, saying hospital stays are limited and got lower costs, well, it makes sense they're going to triple the cost to recoup the lost revenue, right? So Dr. Kale has some suggestions to reduce the healthcare costs abuse, and they are: focus on the role of reimbursements, and they should be timely and accurate, because a lot of hospitals are saying they're not getting reimbursed by, you know, the exchanges. Also, develop defensive medicine practices, he says. Justify the treatment before it's carried out and before it is billed. And thirdly, enforce policy and guidelines, because, you know, a lot of times you have all these words on paper and nobody's doing nothing to enforce it. So they're kind of also overestimating benefits. That's what physicians are doing. Now, this is kind of scary, because What they're suggesting is, well, let me just explain. In 2016, University of Pennsylvania School of Medicine revealed that physicians overestimate the benefits of this inappropriate use of tests and treatments to patients. They overestimate the need for it and its use. So the research was published in the New England Journal of Medicine, and this review supposedly promoted a new perspective to diminish what is called therapeutic illusion of some medical treatments. And this is how medicine defines therapeutic illusion: an unjustified belief in treatment which has been proven in previous studies in different environments. So it is really no surprise that patients were kind of sold a bill of goods on some treatments that will not help them. And according to the University of Pennsylvania School of Medicine, physicians consistently overestimate and promote treatment benefits. Here is a quote from Dr. David Kasseret, professor of medicine, Perelman School of Medicine, University of Pennsylvania. He says, physicians believe that their actions or tools are more effective than they actually are, can perpetuate unnecessary and costly care. Efforts to promote more rational decision-making will need to be addressed as this illusion is, to address this illusion directly. So I totally agree. I mean, I'm like just shocked they're calling it therapeutic illusion. You know, because if you notice, the doctors kind of hide behind their belief that the treatments will be beneficial. So what happened to that actual hard-nosed scientific fact stuff, you know? My question is, are doctors delusional when it comes to these unnecessary treatments when they should be practicing rational, evidence-based care? Now, who's the quack now, right? That's, you know, what I'm thinking here. Well, here is a quote from Kaiser Health System. The U.S., they say, is outperformed by other countries in such areas as life expectancy at birth, cost of preventing access to health care, and disease burden, along with other correlating factors. So, you know, we used to be the top-notch healthcare system of the world, you know. Well, what are the stumbling blocks to this reform then? We're supposed to, you know, make care easier to get to, more affordable for, you know, everyone. What's the stumbling blocks here? Well, if our healthcare professionals and our insurance companies and others have information that suggests or proves that the treatment that are going to be performed are necessary or unnecessary, why isn't something really immediately done about the unnecessary stuff? Well, there are lots of reasons why, and Frank pointed out one of them, one of the big ones, which kind of drive the over-treatment. Here are a few. Reimbursement pressures, unproved technology, lack of full disclosure of potential harm regarding treatments, quality measures, fear of litigation, biased research, patient demands, family expectations, and financial conflicts, because therapeutic illusion, folks, is helping to pay the overhead. That's the only way to say it. So in 80% of the cases, the lust of money is the root of the problem between rational care and harmful care, the illusional therapeutic illusion area. Well, if it's not for your benefit, it hurts you. Yeah, it's costing you something, isn't it? Well, if you look at the law area, they say, I failed to see how you were injured. Financial injury, dude. You know, aside from maybe being exposed to some risks as well. All right, so what would your doctor do? Now, if more patients would ask more questions about treatments, perhaps they're going to get the answers they need, because in a lot of instances, it's all about the questions you ask. Now, in 2011, the Journal of the American Medical Association, also known as JAMA, published findings that what doctors recommend for their patients, they would not recommend for themselves. So patients need to ask their doctor when faced with treatment decisions if their doctor would accept such treatment themselves. So the JAMA article offered examples of physician decisions involving their own health, and one involved would they take risky immunoglobulin treatments for avian influenzas, and 63% said they would not. Dr. Peter Ubel, Duke University, Durham, North Carolina, says this: the point is, when physicians make treatment recommendations, they think differently than when making decisions for themselves. In conclusion, when physicians make treatment recommendations to their patients, we must now recognize that the very act of making a recommendation changes the way physicians weigh medical alternatives, end of quote. Now, that should explain why physicians recommend vaccines to their patients, but not maybe to their families. Mm. But, you know, with age comes wisdom, young grasshopper. Yep. In 2018, the University of Michigan completed a national poll on health and aging, and they, too, cited the overuse of treatments. And it should be noted that most of the studies done from they're done from a provider or healthcare system point of view, but this poll was from the patient's point of view. So they stated that the older patients, you know, us folks over 50, are disagreeing with physicians on unnecessary recommended tests and medications. Yep. So anything they thought was unnecessary, they had a little conversation. So they're is definitely this mismatch of opinions with the endless screenings, the tests, the procedures that medicine wants to sell to the older patients. So here's what the survey pretty much found. 85% of older patients agree that more is not necessarily better. You know, not more tests, more this, more that. One in four patients said that their health providers prescribed drugs or ordered tests they didn't need. One in six said such push for unnecessary treatments occurred within the last year. One in ten said their physician said the medication they inquired about was not needed. And 50% of older patients who felt they didn't need the treatments went on to have them anyway, and 41% filled unnecessary prescriptions. So at least half of us old geezers are standing up, right? Right, Frank? Frank just had a birthday, so, yeah. All right, well, let's talk about handling your health care because, you know, trying to discern what is needed and what is not within modern health care can be kind of like trying to pick up a porcupine. Yeah, we have to tread carefully and investigate the pros and cons and not leave out the possibility that there's maybe an alternative option that could help. Frank says, speak for yourself. He's not an old geezer. No, Frank, you're not. Well, just having a little fun, Frank. Smile. Neurotransmitters go off in your head when you smile. All right. Modern healthcare can only see symptoms and manage them. So prevention and getting at the cause of your health problems is really not their focus. For instance, it's very unlikely patients will learn from medical doctors that to correct vision problems, they may need to address their liver and their kidney health. All right. So, Frank, he's smiling now. Thank you, Frank. I like it when you smile. Let me see all your pearly white. All right. So, you know, the whole body is connected, and one area affects another. And this is why it is so important, really, for us to do our herbal system organ cleanses and our immune-boosting functions. So diet's another key, and simple organic foods will be another layer of protection from disease. So the cleanse and nourishing of your system is how really it should be maintained. So if you want to learn how to do that, call Apothecary Herbs. You can order their herbal organ cleanses. They have immune boosters and some other organic formulas. So you can avoid the unnecessary medical treatments as much as possible. Give them a call at 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. And if you're on the web, it's thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com. And the number 866-229-3663 is toll-free in the United States and Canada. And right now you can take advantage of their 20% off store-wide sale for Mother's Day. It runs through the 14th, and orders of $50 or more will receive 20% off. Now, you can do that on their website. You can call over the phone and get the special, or you can mail in your order form through the mail if you want to do that and just write Mother's Day special on there. But make sure you get it postmarked by the 14th to qualify. So 20% off is a good time to get your cleanses going. Spring, you know, summer right here. It's a good time to cleanse, get ready, enjoy the summer months. You know, purify the system, feel lighter, feel more energized, and, you know, sidestep all this unnecessary treatment stuff. All right. I know we got a few minutes before we got to take break, so we're going to talk a little bit about our heart disease, because, you know, I was talking with someone this week, and we were talking about, you know, the golden gooses in healthcare that lay golden eggs, and the heart area is huge. I mean, we just read about all the unnecessary prescriptions for cholesterol drugs, right? Number one, you know, drug that, you know, gets the brand name going there. And so the other area would be cancer, basically heart disease and cancer, two big areas in medicine that really brings home the bacon, if you will, for the establishment. Now, if you saw a sign on a building that said heart disease business, what would you think? Well, most of us are used to seeing signs for cardiologists. However, cardiologists are in the heart disease business. Just this one area of medicine alone costs Americans $444 billion each year. So in ancient Greece, the physicians educated the population how to take better care of their health, and they did so well at it that they nearly put themselves out of business, which is a stark comparison to the billions heart doctors are making. So heart disease is one of the leading causes of death and is one of the healthcare's golden gooses. So the National Conference of State Legislators worked with the CDC's Heart Disease and Stroke Prevention Program, and it provided an interactive map to provide national information on heart disease. So if you went to their site, you could click on the map of the United States, and it's supposed to show you information on heart attacks and strokes per state in your area. However, the interactive map, if it doesn't work, it kind of sounds like the healthcare system, it's broken. However, the map of the CDC's website, you'll notice the worst areas of the country with heart disease are the southeast and the central southern area of the country and some areas on the west coast. So big concentrations in Texas, Arkansas, Louisiana, you know, Georgia, Florida, all the southern states. Well, you know, all that southern cooking thing, you know, deep fried and all that. Yeah. So basically, we got a heart disease plague on our hands, but we're not looking at it like it's a plague. We're putting a big Band-Aid on it and just forgetting. Well, I know we got to take a break, Frank. We're going to come back after the break and get to the reality of how to cure this plague of heart disease. We'll be right back.
As men get older, they are subject to hormone imbalance. And when this happens, men can experience osteoporosis, memory loss, irritability, blood sugar imbalance, weight gain, enlarged prostate, erectile dysfunction, and risk of stroke. The human endocrine system manufactures hormones. Why not feed your system plant nutrition to make the hormones that are right for you? For centuries, these herbs have been used to balance the male hormone system. Men, you've waited long enough for the male hormone formula. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free 866-229-3663 for the male hormone formula. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. 866-229-3663. 3663, where your healthcare options just became endless.
22 million Americans manage sleep apnea instead of resolving it. Sleep apnea increases risk of heart disease, depression, and death. New research from Rutgers University states the thyroid manufactures hormones used as neurotransmitters to regulate breathing during sleep. This suggests the thyroid gland needs balancing to address sleep apnea. So forget the CPAP machine. Call Apothecary Herbs for their sleep apnea herb formulas to remove cellular stress and feed the thyroid the nutrition it needs for better sleep. Call now to order 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. Money back guarantee with our organic professional strength formulas, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com.
Like a bird on the wire, like a drunk in a midnight choir, I have tried in my way to be free. Like a fish on a hook, like a knife from some old-fashioned book,
herbalist Wendy Wilson, and we're talking about heart disease. It's really a plague, a pandemic, if you will, not just in America, but other parts of the country. It's a kind of a sad reality. You know, a week really doesn't go by that I don't talk with folks, and they're wanting to get off their drugs, and they're wanting to avoid surgery for their heart disease problems. So here we have an illness that is so prevalent, and it's killing millions of Americans. And the CDC says 610,000 Americans die each year from heart disease. So that's one in every four deaths. And we're told that for every $6 we spend on healthcare, $1 is going towards the treatment of heart disease. And we spend $60 billion on strokes alone. So restructuring healthcare with subsidies and co-pays and deductibles and blah, 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 we're really not going to have any positive impact on the way we approach improving our health. Not really. We have to take that power back, and we have to be more responsible, and we have to look at what we're doing that is impacting the body we're given. Here are some heart facts. Your heart is about the size of your fist, and unless it is enlarged, your heart's going to be much bigger than your fist. Also, your heart beats about 100,000 times each day, unless, of course, you have an irregular heartbeat. And your heart pumps 1 million barrels of blood during your lifetime, unless you develop heart failure. And your heart has its own electrical impulse and can beat on its own, unless you have congestive heart failure and you don't have adequate supply of oxygen. Your heart supplies blood full of nutrition and oxygen to more than 75 trillion cells, unless you have a weak heart. And your watts per power, your heart muscle produces more energy than your quadriceps, unless, of course, you have inadequate minerals, including calcium. And healthy cardiovascular systems can pump blood around the body in less than 16 seconds, unless, of course, you have heart disease. So here's a quote from the Center for Disease Control. They say, for most people, heart disease and stroke can be prevented through lifestyle and behavioral changes. Controlling high blood pressure, cholesterol levels, and diabetes will reduce the risk of developing heart disease. So when people eat a healthy diet, are physically active, maintain a healthy weight, and don't smoke or they quit smoking, their risk of heart disease, stroke, and other chronic diseases such as type 2 diabetes and some cancers are significantly decreased. That's the CDC saying that. Well, sometimes patients can get some mixed messages, and patients are receiving mixed messages a lot of times from their healthcare providers. So patients are told they can control their risk of disease and reduce their risk of getting heart disease with healthier living. And patients also hear from their doctors that diet and exercise are not enough to manage high blood pressure, blood clots, cholesterol levels, and so you need drugs for that. So many will give up and go on the drug protocol, and then when that fails in usually 10 or 15 years, well, that's it, you know, because if you do your homework and research on your cardio drugs, they weaken the cardio system over time, and it leads you to congestive heart failure. And that's just not my opinion. That's also a chemist's opinion, Shane Ellison, who used to work for the pharmaceutical companies, a chemist. So he tells it like it is in his book, Over the Counter Natural Cures, great book to have, easy to understand. So if you're on medications, you want to know what the medications are doing to you on a metabolic level, you definitely need to pick up his book. Let's look at this drug therapy, because I have seen this happen many times when patients try to manage a disease with their drug therapy only to have the condition become chronic later on. Shane Ellison explains that, so you can check out his book at the library or buy it online or at a bookstore. He went on to say when I interviewed him here on the show a while back, he said people feel so bad on these medications because literally their cells are falling apart. And he should know because, you know, as a chemist for the pharmaceutical companies, he knows what these drugs do to your cells. And most people aren't doing their homework on their heart drugs. And they learn later after they feel terrible and they're falling apart and have memory loss and hearing loss and macular degeneration because these are secondary diseases these drugs can give you. So, yeah, typical of heart patients on a lot of these congestive heart failure drugs to lose their hearing, okay? And you don't want to wait too long. I mean, sadly, some people wait till the 11th hour to do something. I prefer, you know, educate people on how they can protect their health before the problem becomes so chronic. There's really little hope for the body bouncing back. So the longer someone is on drugs, the more dependent the body is on them. And it's never advisable to go cold turkey off of these drugs because the body, again, is relying on them. It's like a crutch. So you don't want to do an aggressive drug reduction either. If I were on medication and I wanted to get off, I'd find the strengthener for, let's say, the cardio, and then I would subtly reduce my medication while I use my heart strengthener. And it'd probably take me 4 to 6 weeks or longer to come off, but that is the way you help the body slowly adjust and come off the medication while you have something strengthening the cardio. And then, of course, your lifestyle's not undermining any of that. You shouldn't be smoking and drinking and eating junk. So it's kind of a subtle approach, but it's one that's the safest. It's the one I would use if I was on any kind of medicine, whether it be diabetic meds or heart meds or anything. If I was diagnosed with heart disease, I would do my homework to find out what would be, you know, something that would help me strengthen my heart, that would help me maybe with my hypertension. And you know what, if I know I had some herbal professors tell us way back when I was in herbal school, that if you go on a completely vegetarian diet, within the first 30 days, your blood pressure drops to normal, and you can strengthen yourself that way. So if you had AFib, the arterial fibrillation, arrhythmia, heart flutter thing, you can do the same thing, but you would want to add some motherwort herb. It helps with the flutters, helps strengthen that electrical impulse to the heart, so you get an even beat. If stroke's at risk, I would definitely use hawthorn berries to protect the fibrinogen protein in your blood system that regulates clotting for you. And if I had congestive heart failure, I would add my system cleanses, especially because a lot of folks with heart failure have edema. They have fluid retention. It puts a lot of burden on the heart, the lungs, and the kidneys, so the cleanses can help remove a lot of that cellular burden. And most people don't realize that they can actually do that and feel very powerful about their situation. So I don't settle for symptom reduction. That's just not how I do it. I like to go for the cause of the problem and then let the body heal itself. That's what I like to do. So I like to remove those stumbling blocks. I like to give the body some power, some nutrition, and get those toxins out of the way and help the body regenerate and heal. So most people put that responsibility to their healthcare professional, their doctor, their pharmacist, and the drug company, or their health insurance. They don't do it themselves. Now, let me ask you, out of those four professionals, your doctor, your pharmacist, your drug company, your health insurance, what's in it for them? Nothing for you to get better. Not really. What makes them money is you to stay sick and help, and they manage your symptoms. Think about this structure here. Okay, everybody says, oh, we want you to get better, blah, blah, but you're not going to get better. It's just a matter of time when the whole system collapses because they're not addressing the cause of heart disease. And typically it's lifestyle. So we got to address lifestyle, and we got to use some cardio strengtheners. So when the decision to restore, when you make that big decision and you make your mind up that you're going to take that responsibility and you're going to do it because your doctor, your pharmacist, and the drug companies and your health insurance, they're not going to help you with that. So when you go grocery shopping, you want to make sure that you're not, sliding back into some really bad habits and you're getting things that are really going to cause more problems for you. I like to keep the diet simple, and of course the Mediterranean diet I've mentioned numerous times. You know, they don't have heart disease and cancer and diabetes out in the Mediterranean because of the diet. So adopt it. Just go out there and adopt it like you would a puppy and take care of yourself when you go grocery shopping, right? And when you cook your meals, right? And so you can get used to anything. For real, I mean, you can get used to not having cow's milk, very detrimental to the cardio. You can switch to something else like coconut milk. They even make coconut ice cream, and it tastes great. So you're not going to miss cow's milk. You're gonna make these changes, and there'll be huge changes, and they will impact. Your body's going to respond. Usually it takes about 2 weeks for a lot of proteins and toxins of bad diets get out of the body. But within that time, you're changing your DNA. That's how powerful diets are. You can change your DNA by what you're eating. All right, so grocery shopping is real important. Meal prep's important. Keep it simple. Keep it basic. I don't know how many times people ask me, well, what do you eat? Well, fruits and vegetables, organic. And if I have meat, it's grass-fed or it's free-range. If it's fish, it's not from the Pacific. You know, and then, of course, I keep my meat portions like to 4 ounces, and then I'm off the gluten. I'm off because of the GMO altered grain here in the United States. So you'd be amazed. A lot of people are when they come off just, let's say, bread here in the United States, they drop weight. It's like they're puffed up with all that gluten, and once they remove it from the diet, it starts melting off. So you have a lot of power with your choices and what you're going to do about your diet and what you're going to do about how you get better. So in essence, what you've been really taught about taking care of your health is going to get a huge revision, okay? It starts in your head. That's where it starts. Getting better starts in your mind when you make that decision, and you got to commit to it. And people do what they believe. You know, it's all in what they believe in. So the pharmaceutical companies that run medical schools pay the medical journals to promote their drugs and lobby for protective laws for their industry. Also, our creator, God, said herbs are here for the service of man. They are meat. They're herbs for the healing of the nations. And informed people know God can't lie. So who do you believe? Do you believe the pharmaceutical companies? Or do you believe God? Now, when he talks about his herbs being your medicine, it's from Genesis to Revelation he talks about them. It's throughout the Bible. It's like, don't lose sight of this. You got to be healthy, and I want you to remember. So, I just think health shouldn't be complicated. We make it complicated, and I know there are some exceptions, but I think healthcare, modern medicine is good for trauma, physiology, anatomy, but they don't prevent anything. I just think we should be discerning about what we use healthcare for. Okay. Well, I know I got a few minutes, so if you're looking for the cardio support, we mentioned the natural kind, the powerherbs.com or the apothecary herbs folk, they have a cardio section. They have heart attack packs. They have all kinds of things. So you can check that out at thepowerherbs.com and just click on heart and cardio, or you can order their free product catalog and just flip to the cardio section. Table of contents will tell you it is on page 11 and 12. So thepowerherbs.com, or give them a call to get a catalog, 866-229-3663. And the catalog is free. It'll be mailed to you first class mail, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs, because they are organic professional strength formulations. And we've got several doctors who have given us great endorsements on them. So medical doctors. Now, there are doctors out there that are open, I applaud them, to God's medicines, you know. All right. We got a few minutes, so I'm going to talk about pH, you know, keeping your pH balanced. Your body has, as we talked about, your heart having its own electrical current. You do have magnetic current in your system, and your pH actually plays a role at helping you keep that alkalinity and acid in balance. So the brass tacks of pH are the differences between acid and alkalinity in the system, and science likes to measure it in a scale from 1 to 14, 1 being extremely acid, 14 being extremely alkaline. So neutral would be, according to medicine, a pH reading of about 7. So all living things, including plants and animals, require pH that should be between 5.5 to 8. So it's important in order to maintain health and to avoid sickness and death. Now, I know a lot of people say, you know, certain things will make you really, really acid, and they avoid things like fruit. Well, fruit may have some acids, but it has an alkaline effect in the system. So don't just avoid fruit because you think it's all acid. So what happens to living things if they get an imbalance in pH? In either extreme, acidity or alkalinity, whether you are too acid or alkaline, there is a lot of risk to tissue damage and loss of function. There was a radio ad. They were talking about a new prescription, but the pharmaceutical company didn't want to call it a drug. They were calling it a natural remedy, a probiotic for irritable bowel syndrome. Yet you needed a doctor's prescription to get it. So the drug is called Digestive Advantage, and it's being marketed as a medical food. So you want to keep in mind that prescription medications can disrupt pH in a skinny minute. So there are two areas of the human body that can withstand higher acidity than the rest of the body, and these areas are your digestive system, your stomach, and your kidneys. All right, so how can you become too acidic? Well, what you eat is going to be one of the things that influences your pH. So if you eat meat and potatoes consistently, all cooked food sources, this creates an overabundance of acid. This lifestyle will begin to deplete your sodium, potassium, calcium, magnesium, along with other acid neutralizing substances designed to prevent tissue damage. Also, this diet does not replace any of the protective elements, and therefore, you know, disease can quickly fall in when you're on a meat and potatoes type of diet. So how can you become too alkaline? Again, diet is going to dictate a lot of your pH. So if you're eating foods that encourage your system to become too alkaline, this is severely going to disrupt your digestive function, and alkalinity will disrupt the balance of your flora, the good digestive bacterias, and allows for an overgrowth of things like yeast. So this will interfere with your ability to assimilate foods, convert the protein to amino acids, which provide energy to cells. So disease can quickly follow, and then you get a diagnosis of something like chronic fatigue syndrome or fibromyalgia. So a diet that's rich in white flour, carbohydrates, refined sugar, and dairy products is going to make you very alkaline. Okay. So your body really has a great effort to try to maintain this pH balance in your bloodstream. So your bloodstream should have a pH balance of 7.35. And if your diet and other influences are altering this level in either direction, just one or two points, your chemical, electrical chemistry is altered. So this is really a dangerous thing because it can interfere, obviously, with red blood cells that are supposed to deliver oxygen through the body. Your energy level can plummet, and this can cause even death. So pH is a big deal. It really is. And you want to watch what you're doing because a lot of times people are taking medications that will strip you of minerals and really alter your pH. There was a homeopath, Victor Racine. He had a method to adjust pH in the body by diet. He recommended 6 servings of vegetables, 2 servings of fruit, 1 serving of starch, and 1 serving of protein. So he said this diet works for the people of the Mediterranean and the Asian continents who have almost no risk of cardiovascular disease, cancer, and diabetes. So this lifestyle will also offer 80% alkalinity and 20% acidity in your system. So the acids come from the starch and the protein foods and the alkalinity from the fruits and vegetables. So it's recommended to pair 1 starch with several vegetables at 1 meal and pair 1 protein with several vegetables at another meal and having your fruit in between as a snack. So if you follow this eating style, you'll maintain an 80-20 ratio of alkalinity to acid in the blood. And just remember, 60% of your food should be raw that you eat each day, not cooked. So try to eat more raw fruits and vegetables, and the diet is going to help keep you from getting your cells too acidic or alkaline. So the average American, if they eat by the food pyramid, they're going to get 1 vegetable, 1 protein, 2 starches. Keep in mind that most restaurant menus mimic or even exaggerate this pyramid. and your protein portion, not including your appetizers, is way out of whack. So the protein portion most people eat per meal is 2 to 3 times what they should be eating, and so it's going to exacerbate or give favor to an acidic environment. And by the way, herbs are alkaline, according to Dr. Bernard Jensen. So you don't have to worry about your herbs being too acidic. So if you need a food revival, well, you're the one that's going to do it. Don't wait for your doctor to give you permission. So when you apply for a job and you get the job, you expect the job description and everything that you need to do to perform the job, including your uniform, your desk, your paper, your phone. So you can't fix a foreign car without metric tools, and your body can't fix it without the proper pH. So it needs the proper tools through diet. And, so just like you need the proper tools to do your job or to fix a car, your body needs the proper tools through diet. So if you are sick or if you're trying to balance your pH and you're trying to get through a recovery, juices are very helpful in accomplishing this. If you use a pint of juice a day, you can also juice in between your meals if you want. Some juicing examples for arthritis, you want to maybe have some celery and parsley in your juice. If you got blood pressure problems, parsley, cayenne, and garlic. If you have colitis and gas, coconut milk and carrots. And eczema for skin, carrot, celery, and lemon. And then if you have some general cleansing that you want to do with your juices, make sure you get some celery, parsley, spinach, and carrot together. And then if you're overweight and you're trying to manage your weight, get some beet greens, parsley, and celery in your juices, and you'll do much better. Of course, the folks at Apothecary Herbs have the Body Foundation Food Mix, which is a powdered organic product that you can add to your smoothies or juices, and you can cover your vitamins, your minerals, your proteins, and amino acids in one scoop. And so that makes it kind of convenient and healthy. They also offer the Celtic Sea Salt, which will give you the proper balance of your electrolyte minerals that you may be missing, and it doesn't promote hypertension. So sun-dried salt has your mineral content. It's cardio-friendly. Processed salt doesn't, and it's bad for your heart and gives you hypertension. So thepowerherbs.com, check them out, or give them a call at 866-229-3663. They got that cardio section you want to check out. They got the cleansing section. They got herbs for pets if you want to get some natural flea and tick collars and shampoo for your pets out there. Keep them healthy and well and away from those toxic stuff, you know, that the vet gives you. The Power Herbs, that's where your healthcare options just became endless. Give them a call. Their number's toll-free in the U.S. and Canada, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. And, of course, ask for a free catalog if you don't already have one. And, of course, you can download it off the website if you want to do it now and save it to your desktop on your computer if you do have that. You can just go to catalog tab and go get one and have it instantly. Otherwise, we can mail you a hard copy, no problem. And it's free. I can see by the clock I am out of time. And I wish everybody a happy Mother's Day out there. And take advantage of the sale at thepowerherbs.com, 20% off. Check it out. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease, so seek medical advice, if you dare, from a licensed medical physician or therapist before you use any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Till next time, be well.